With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States is confirming that some 3,000 North Korean troops have been sent to Russia. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby.
We assess that between early to mid-October, North Korea moved at least 3,000 soldiers into eastern Russia. We assess that these soldiers traveled by ship from the Wonsan area in North Korea to Vladivostok, Russia. These soldiers then traveled onward to multiple Russian military training sites in eastern Russia, where they are currently undergoing training.
Moscow seeks weapons and troops to gain ground in a grinding war in Ukraine that has stalemated after more than 2 years. Microsoft is reporting that there are efforts by foreign countries to sway U.S. voters.
A new threat intelligence report from Microsoft says foreign influences have shown continued efforts to try to sway the U.S. election. And there are signs that their activity will grow stronger. The company said Russian operatives are doubling down on fake videos to smear Kamala Harris's campaign, while Chinese-linked social media campaigns are criticizing down-ballot candidates who are critical of China. Microsoft also says Iranian actors who allegedly sent emails aimed at intimidating U.S. voters in 2020 have been surveying election-related websites and major media outlets. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
A food poisoning outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders was caused by a common type of E. coli bacteria that can cause serious illness and death. Particularly vulnerable are young children, older people, or those with weakened immune systems. About 50 people have fallen ill in the outbreak and one has died. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 409 points, the Nasdaq dropped 296. This is SRN News. A lawsuit in Oklahoma over the Bible.
A group of parents of public school students, teachers, and some clergymen want to stop the state's top education official from requiring schools to incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for grades 5 through 12. The lawsuit also asked the court to stop Republican State Superintendent Ryan Walters from spending $3 million to purchase Bibles in support of his mandate. The suit alleges that the mandate violates the Oklahoma State Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are making renewed calls for an end to blasphemy laws around the globe. Some 79 countries continue to enforce blasphemy statutes, and in such places as Afghanistan, Brunei, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, violation of these measures can result in a sentence of death. The vast majority of the nations that punish blasphemy are mostly Muslim. This is SRN News. Starbucks reports a disappointing fourth quarter. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
Pumpkin spice lattes in this economy? Starbucks had weaker than expected sales in its fiscal fourth quarter ending September 29th, according to an initial report. Revenue fell 3% to $9.1 billion, with the coffee company seeing a 6% decline in established stores in the U.S. and 14% weaker customer traffic in China. In a video statement, new CEO Brian Niccol, formerly with Chipotle, says the company's problems are fixable.
We need to address staffing in our stores, remove bottlenecks, and simplify things for our baristas.
Customers are pulling back on spending or choosing cheaper options. In-app promotions, the start of pumpkin spice season, and new products didn't drive more visits. I'm Jennifer King.
A full results report and conference call with investors is planned for October 30th. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.